Good morning, church. Yeah, it's good to hear you guys this close in and out in the parking lot. Super grateful just to be gathering together. And it's a special day for many of the families that are gathered with us here. And as we just celebrate our graduates today, it's been a crazy season for them and just an honor today to just get to walk us. We're excited to worship our great God together and just to lift high his name as we just come together today. I appreciate all of you that have connected with us through a survey that we sent out, just really trying to look at what does this look like as far as when we're coming back inside. We never stop church, right? We are the church, and so we have been kind of just talking about, what does this look like? When are we coming back inside? How does this look? And to give you just the place that we're at to some different dates, and as we shared the survey, it was very evident in a couple of things, and I just want to thank you for your support and your encouragement of us here as far as our staff and just our leadership team, and we really could see a couple of things in the survey. One was that whenever the leadership felt like it was time to move back in, that with the appropriate precautions, that many of you said, we're going to be good with kind of navigating that direction. The second thing that we were able to see very clearly was that you guys are feeling like, there's not too much wrong with what we're doing in this moment, so let's stay outside for a bit longer and kind of watch what's happening in our community. It's been a little bit crazy over the last week or so, and so we're going to do that. We're going to worship outside, so we want to encourage you to continue to do that. We're going to do that over the next few weeks. About an hour ago, it was a little bit cooler out, and so we're going to adjust that as well over the next few weeks. So next week, instead of gathering at 11, we're going to gather at 10 a.m. Here in the parking lot. You're welcome to bring chairs or continue to worship from your car. We're continuing just to look at ways we can be creative as we walk through this. We welcome you if you're joining us online. I hear from so many folks that are connecting in that way, and so we are just grateful for all of you. If you're listening, we'd love for you to share this. It's going to be a special time today as we celebrate our grads. Thank you for your faithfulness just as we've walked through this season together as a church family. And we're so grateful, and want to take a moment just to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to worship our great God together. Father, we are so thankful, God, that in the midst of all these things, God, that you are sovereign, that you are in control, Lord. And we pray, God, that as we lift our voices to you, God, from the midst of your creation, Lord, we look out at these hills and these mountains, Lord, and we're reminded that creation declares your glory, God. And we pray, Lord, from every car in this parking lot, from those living rooms of folks that are watching online, and from every voice, God, that we would lift high your name, Lord, that we would worship you in spirit and in truth, God, with our mind's attention and our heart's affection, Lord, and that you might be glorified in all that we do. Lord, we look around our nation, Lord, and we see so many things that we're facing, so much, God, that we just need your touch, Lord. We have, Lord, a sin problem, and I'm so grateful, Lord, that through the cross of Christ, Lord, that there's an answer to that, Lord, and we are in desperate need of a righteousness that we cannot get from ourselves. And so, Lord, we pray, God, that there might be someone among us today, Lord, that would trust you for the first time, Lord, that would surrender their life to you and that would pass from darkness into light. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for these graduates. Lord, we thank you for, God, each family that's here today, God. And we pray, we thank you for this weather, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful time. And we pray your blessing on our time together in the strong and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Out from the depths into your freedom, our chains are gone. No weapon form shall prevail. It's your you, there's no other, and we declare that your name is power. The exalted one, no name is higher. You stand alone, our strong defender. Above you, there's no other, above you, there's no other, above you, there's no other, above you, there's no other. Our God, a mighty warrior, you're a consuming fire. In victory you reign, we triumph in your name. Jesus, the great commander, you've conquered death forever. Yeah.
Holy God, we come before you this morning just to praise you. I ask that if we don't accomplish anything this morning, God, that your name is lifted high and your glory and your name is sung and praised. God, we thank you for these graduates, and we thank you for allowing them to be part of our church, God, and our church family. As we honor them this morning, God, we ask that you will be glorified through all this service. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Good morning. All right. How are y'all today? Awesome. Very cool. We are super excited for today. Today is going to look a lot different, honoring our graduates and all that they have done. And so we're super excited. They are already coming out. And so we're going to hear from them. Some of them have chosen to speak and to share. And some of them I will speak on their behalf. But these are their words and accomplishments, their favorite Bible verse. And so we're going to be just a time of celebrating them and just super excited and grateful for you, grateful for this time that we have, grateful for this beautiful weather. And so, yeah, so at this time, we're going to start our graduate service. So first up, we have Caitlin Elizabeth Bates. All right, Caitlin's favorite Bible verse comes from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 12 through 14. It reads, Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Caitlin is currently graduating from Franklin High School. She will continue on to Southwestern to begin her associates and transfer to Western Carolina University to complete her bachelor's degree in counseling. Her plans are then to intern at companies and continue her education in the field of psychology. She loves her family very much and appreciates the role models that they have been in her life. She plans to always be kind and confident while learning and growing. Thank you, Ms. Caitlin. Next we have Andrew Clark Hall. Andrew's favorite Bible verse comes from Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Andrew was a member of FHS Marching Band and the Triumph Music Honor Society. Andrew plans to attend Western Carolina University in the fall and plans to study chemistry or forensic chemistry. Thank you, Andrew. Next up, we have Caitlin Cheyenne Howell.
Hi, my name. Hi, my name is Cheyenne, and I plan on doing a lot of things. Hopefully, I want to travel, and I do want to go to SEC and start early childhood development and become a teacher. I plan on staying in Franklin for now, but I never know where I might go. My favorite Bible verse is Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That's my favorite Bible verse because I believe that we all have some sort of hope, whether it's a person or, you know, objects hold a lot of meaning to it. So that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Next, we have Allison Noel Knopp.
everyone. My name is Allison Knopp. For fun, I play volleyball, paint, do makeup, and play Fortnite. My favorite food is fettuccine Alfredo, and I love sweet tea. I was born and raised in Franklin, North Carolina, and I love Jesus very much. I've been recruited to play volleyball at Bryan College in Dayton, Tennessee, and I will be attending there this fall. My favorite Bible verse is Psalms 34, 4 through 6. I have prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all of my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow or shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all of my troubles. Thank you for all your support.
Thank you, Allison. Next up, we have Chloe Marie Lane.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chloe Lane. I was a member of the varsity soccer team, the National Honor Society, and I was a supervising editor on the Laurel Leaf yearbook staff. I enjoy hiking, scuba diving, playing soccer, and being with my family and friends. I plan to attend Western Carolina University to major in elementary education. My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This has been my favorite verse since I was a little girl, and it's got me through some of the toughest times in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Chloe. Next, we have Presley James Mashburn. Presley's favorite Bible verse comes from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Presley plans to further his education at the college level and pursue a career in helping others as a CNA. Thank you, Presley. Thank you, Presley. Next, we have Avery Lynn Magaha.
I'm Avery Magaha, and I'm a 2020 graduate from Southwestern Community College in Macon Early College, where I earned my Associate in Arts degree as well as my high school diploma. As far as my academic achievement goes, I recently graduated, of course, kind of, but as everybody knows, it's been an unpredictable year. But even still, we should all be proud of our achievements. Some of mine were being part of the National Technical Honor Society, as well as being the first MEC student to graduate from SEC as an honor student. As far as my academic career goes, I will be attending Western Carolina University this fall, where I will be double majoring in psychology and marketing in their honors college. My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 16:24, which reads, "Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones." This being said, I would like to thank my family, my friends, and my church for all of the pleasant words, the love, and the support along the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Next up, we have Samantha Faith McGaha. Samantha has worked all through her high school years, and after her early graduation in December, she got a full-time job at Drake Software. In August, Samantha plans to attend SCC for her law enforcement degree. Samantha's favorite Bible verse comes from Psalm 23 and reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Samantha. Next, we have John Daniel Parker, more commonly known as Dan.
I'm Dan. I played football for the Franklin High School. I enjoy hanging out with friends and playing any sports. After I graduate, I plan on attending Western Carolina University and majoring in accounting. My favorite Bible verse is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Next, we have Maitland Sue Ruiz.
Hi, my name is Maitland Ruiz. I'm a 2020 graduate of Franklin High School. The things that I've accomplished while here are I've been a member of CAWI for over 6 years, National Honor Society. I've been a Rotary Scholar for 4 years. I played volleyball for 4 years, basketball for 2, and I was just awarded Female Scholar Athlete. One of my favorite passages, actually, I can't really choose a favorite Bible verse because there are just so many good ones. So a passage that's really been on my heart is Psalms 8. Says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In the fall, I plan to attend Western Carolina University to major in nursing and fill in the gaps for pre-med, and then possibly pursue my doctorate. And then I would like to join the mission field.
Thank you, Maitland. Next, we have Kylie Renee Taco Lover Stanley.
My name is Kylie. I work at Ingles. When I'm older, I'm going to be TikTok famous. I'm just kidding. I'm going to SEC, and then I'm transferring to AB Tech. I like to longboard and snowboard. My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 31:25. She's clothed in strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Kylie. Next we have Ashley Jean Taylor.
Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm a 2020 graduate of Franklin High School. My favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans not to prosper you in harm, but plans to give you hope in a future. After high school, I plan to attend Mars Hill University to get my degree in child psychology. After college, I plan on enlisting in the Air Force, where I will work with the families of service members. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. Let's give them another round of applause. We are super proud of all of our graduates. We're super proud of all their accomplishments, and we are expectant and excited to see what the Lord has in store for them in this next chapter of life. If you have a child that is up here. If you're part of their family, if you are a friend, I want to ask you to stand. At this time, I want to ask Pastor Jason to come up and for us to have a special time of prayer for our graduates, thanking them for their accomplishments, thanking God for his provisions, and expectant to see what the Lord will do. But graduates, if you will turn and face us at this time.
You know, as I look just at all you guys and I think about, and there's a lot of special memories. Some of you that I've been blessed to be with as you placed your faith in Christ. There's several of you that I've been able to baptize or to be on a mission field with. And just to see God at work in your life is such an encouragement to me. Just listening to all the verses that you shared, if every one of us would just apply those things, we would just take the truths that we would hear in that and the Bible that you hold in your hand that is a gift from the church. I've heard someone say that God's Word will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from His Word. And I encourage you to take His Word and hide it in your heart and to trust Him in the midst of these next days and these next weeks, and to live your life not for the glory of yourself but for the glory of His name, and to live with radical commitment to Him. And you'll find joy that is beyond anything that you could ever imagine. I'm so proud of you, so grateful to be a little part of each of your lives, to see you grow, some of you from way down up to where you're at now, and I just can't wait to see what God does in the days ahead. I want to ask everybody, just take your hand and just kind of reach it out, just kind of stretch it out toward Him, and we're gonna just go to the Lord and pray over them in this time, and just ask His blessing. Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for every life, God, that's represented, that stands in front of this stage, Lord. We thank you for these graduates, Lord, and the work that they have done and the things that they have accomplished, God, in your grace and in your strength, Lord, over these years of school. Father, we recognize that this year has looked different than, God, than they would have expected, Lord, than we would have desired for them. But, God, we know that you're sovereign in the midst of all that, God, and that you're working in the midst of their lives, God, that these trials and these things that they've walked through, God, that you're using those to form them and to grow them, Lord, and continue to grow them into who you would have them to be. Lord, we pray, God, that they would trust you, God, with every ounce of their being, God, that they would trust you with every part of their lives, Lord, that in the midst of times when they may not understand, God, when they may walk through difficult times, God, we pray, God, that they would not lean on their own understanding, Lord, but that they would acknowledge that you are working, God, and that they would trust, Lord, knowing, God, that you have plans for them, God, that you have, God, your word tells us that, God, that you have created us, God, for good works, God, that you have born us again into a living hope, God, through the resurrection of Christ, Lord, and that you've allowed, God, all of those that trust in you, God, that same power that rose Jesus from the grave lives in them, Lord, and I pray, God, that Lord, that they would live their lives, God, surrendered to you. God, that their lives would be a display of Christ living his life in and through them. Lord, as we listen to their dreams and the desires that they have, God, we pray, Lord, that, God, you would grant them the desires of their heart, God, and that they would use, God, the platforms and the places that you place them, Lord, as a mission field, God, where they would declare, God, the goodness of who you are. Lord, I think of Jesus, as he prayed for his disciples and he prayed for us, Lord, we don't want to keep them from the world, but Lord, we ask you to protect them from the evil one. God, we ask you to protect them as they go out into the world, Lord, as they, God, live their life for the glory of your name. Lord, we pray, God, just for your hedge of protection, Lord, for your guidance, for your peace, for your strength. God, we pray, Lord, that you would fill them, God, with the knowledge of your will and all spiritual understanding, God, that they might walk worthy, God, that they might live their lives, God, in a way that would bring you glory, that they would experience much joy, God, that we would see them just continue to grow, Lord, continue to learn, Lord, to continue, Lord, just to build their families, Lord, and to, God, to be difference makers in this world. Lord, we are so grateful, Lord, that you've allowed us as a church family, Lord, just to be part of their lives, God. And we consider it just a great honor, God, I thank you for those that have poured in their lives, Lord, in families and, God, in student leaders and all those places, God, that there's been investment made. God, I pray, Lord, that they would be disciples, Lord, who would give their lives, God, who would pour out their lives for the cause of making disciples and furthering your kingdom. God, we love you. We love them, Lord. We thank you for them. God, we pray and ask your blessing on their endeavors, on their next steps, God, on all that you have prepared for them. And, Lord, we promise to give you praise. Lord, I pray, God, that their names, God, would be on our hearts, Lord, that we would continue as a church, God, to be praying for them, Lord, to continue to lift high your name, Lord, and continue to pour into their lives. Lord, we love you. Again, Lord, we ask your blessing on them. We ask your blessing on their families. And we ask it in the strong and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We love you. We're proud of you. Let's hear it from class of 2020. Yeah.
Thank you so much, graduates. You can join your family at this time. I didn't know that Pastor Jason looked over my notes for today's message, but he's almost preached it. But super, super grateful. I just want to leave today with just reading a few verses and to just close our time together and reading some words and just hopefully an encouragement to everyone here and especially to our graduates. We prayed for no rain, but we should have prayed for a little bit cooler of weather, maybe a nicer breeze. But so I promise not to keep you too long. But graduates, congratulations. Truly from the bottom of our hearts, we're so proud of you, so proud of your accomplishments and achievements in this closing chapter of life, and expectant to see what the Lord will do through and in you and in your lives in this next chapter as you will go into the workforce, that you will go into the church, that you will go on the mission field, that you will go and be the church and be God's hands and feet wherever he leads you. And so on behalf of Calvary Baptist Church, we love you. We are so, so, so proud of you. And I know that these times have been uncertain. These times have been weird. These times have just been different. You have navigated something that no one else has really had to navigate before as a class. And maybe you have been discouraged along the way. You know, with things being delayed, things being postponed, and things being completely canceled. And if I were to end this message with that, that would maybe not be so encouraging. That would be maybe a dark cloud on what's supposed to be a special time in your life. But I'm reminded of this truth. I'm reminded that God's love. I'm reminded that God's grace, God's mercy, and God's truth shines the brightest in the darkest of times. That our God, he is still working. That he is eternal, he is everlasting. That he is never fading. That he is never removed, he is never postponed, he is never delayed. He always was, always will be, always and forever, amen. And because of that, this truth, that we can look to God's word, we can know that his word is alive, that he is alive and well, that he is powerful and his word is powerful, that it is sharper than any two-edged sword, according to scripture. And I want us to read part of that today as we close this special time, that we can have hope in our one true God, that we can have hope in God's word and God's promises. So we are going to look at Proverbs chapter 3. But before we do, let us pray. God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for life. God, we thank you for those that are gathered here. God, we thank you for those that could not gather, those that are listening online. God, we thank you for the teachers, the families, the coaches that have poured their time and their efforts, God, into the lives of these amazing young men and women. God, I pray that you would redeem our time. God, that I pray that we would hear from you today and from your word and from your truth and not from me. Because your word is alive, that your word is powerful, and it transforms us from the inside out so that we do not look like this world, but we look like you. So God, help us to hear from you today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Proverbs It's hard to do this, y'all. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from what evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." So these first few verses, and I've actually gave you a little bit of a bonus. That was to verse 8. So verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord." That word, when we look at the word trust, the way that it is literally translated, it's to lie face down, surrenderance, submission to God. When we trust him, that we are in full surrenderance, that we are in full obedience to God. And I want to challenge you, graduates, I want to challenge you, church, that when we trust in God, that we do, we lay in submission and surrenderance to God. That we fully and completely trust in him. And it says to do it with all of our heart. And we know what that means. When we say that we love somebody with all of our heart, it's everything that we have. It's total. It is complete. It is everything. So the way that we love, the way that we trust God is fully and completely. And then we have a warning that comes. It says, do not lean on your own understanding. But graduates, church, what it is not meaning, and what Jason says many times, that the life of a Christian, we don't have to check our mind at the door. We don't have to be ignorant, right? It is okay to question. So it's not saying that we check our mind, we turn off our questions, we turn off our doubts. If we doubt, then we are doing something wrong. But it says to do not lean on our own understanding. But what it is saying is that our thoughts are not his thoughts, like Isaiah 55 says. Our ways are not his ways. As the heavens are above the earth, so are his ways and thoughts above ours. And it warns us that when we think too much of ourselves, and when we start to believe the lies that our mind is saying, and that Satan is speaking to us, he is warning that that will lead to destruction, that will lead to disaster, that will lead the things that God has not planned for us. You know, many times we wonder, what is God's will for our life? What does God want for me? You may be questioning that as a senior. You may be wondering that even as an adult, right? Even as the church, you may be wondering, what is God's will for my life? But I'm reminded that God's will, it is revealed in his word. And like all of our graduates have received the word of God, it is not enough for us to just hold the word of God. But we must read, we must study, we must be obedient to the word of God. And it's not enough for us to just read it, but that we must study it. We must apply it to our lives. We must live it out and allow God's word to live in us and through us. And so when we question, when we wonder, what is God's will for our life, it is not lost. But it is found in his word. Verse 6 says, "In all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." He will direct our paths. And many of us, we like that second part of that verse, is that we want God to direct our path. We want God to keep us from evil and to keep us from stumbling. We want God to continue to put us on the straight and narrow way. And he promises to do that. When we are obedient to what his word says, that first part says, in all of our ways, acknowledge him. That it is through an obedient life in Christ. It is through a life that is reading God's word, that is meditating on God's word, that is applying it and living it out. It is a life applied. It is faith applied to our life. It is that we read God's word, but not just simply read it, but we allow the Holy Spirit to write the words of God, to write the living scripture of hope on our hearts so that it is lived out, because what's in our heart will come out. And so when we are obedient to his word and to reading it and applying it, we live it out, and there he will make your path straight. So when you find yourself off of the path, when you do, because I do often, I'm not standing up here acting like I got it all together. Many, many, many times I find myself off the path. And when you find yourself off the path, that we get back on the path by getting back into His Word, which reveals His will, which when we apply His Word to our lives, He directs us and keeps us back on course. And when He does do that, like verse 8 says, it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. God's Word, when we obey His Word, when we turn from our ways, when we turn from the path that leads to destruction, when we turn from the sins that captivate us time and time again, the temptations that we battle each and every day, when we turn from those evil ways, when we turn from those ways, and we turn back to God, it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. So, guys, I want to encourage you, I want to encourage each and every one of us in life. We will have troubles. In life, there will be struggles. But that we turn to God for our hope, for our direction, for our salvation, for our healing, for our restoration, for our redemption, because He is working always and forever. He is everlasting. He is eternal. And He is faithful, even when we are not. He is our constant. He is our anchor. He is our salvation. He is our hope. Like all these verses that you have quoted from Scripture, He is all these things and more. So may we be found as a people to be faithful to God's Word and to His teachings, applying it to our lives. Guys, one thing that we need to also do, and what I want to encourage each and every one of, is to allow room for questioning, because that's where the growth is. Don't take my word for it, but search Scripture. Question it. Wonder. It's okay to have doubts. It's okay to wonder. It's okay not to get it, because I don't understand it all. It's okay. But that we continue to turn to it, to lean not on your understanding, to lean not on your neighbor's understanding, to lean not on your pastor's understanding, but to lean on the understanding of God and God's Word and His truth. We need to question and to wonder and to ponder. And so I want to challenge you in life to commit, to surrender, to trust in the Lord, to trust in God's truth and God's promises. Because it is His Word that is the anchor. It is His Word that is constant, that is everlasting, that is eternal, always and forever. It is His love that is unconditional. Guys, I love you. So proud of you. So grateful for each and every one of you. And thank you for your time here today, this morning. I'm going to close us into a time of prayer. I'm going to ask the band to come up and to close us into a time of worship. Just a couple little announcements. Graduates, there are cards up just under the awning over by, is that Bill? Over by Bill. So you can grab those. We have yard signs, and it's a great opportunity for some pictures. But leave them. Don't take them yet, and we will deliver them to you. You do receive your yard sign, just as an added gift to you from the church. And we're going to enter into a time of worship. If you want to stand in worship, if you want to sit where you're at, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to close our time in worship. God, we love you. God, help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. Help us to live a life in complete surrenderance and submission to you and to your truth. And that we would not be wise in our own eyes, that we would not lean on our own understanding, but God, that we would seek you first above everything else. And as you promised, all these things will be added unto us. So God, help us to be obedient. Help us to hear from you and not from man. And help us to be your hands and your feet and to show others that Jesus on the inside makes a difference on the outside.
God, we love you. We love our graduates. Thank you for our time together. Redeem our time for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
You guys are dismissed. Every song.